Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show. Hey, Steel Magnolias. We have gathered at the table to learn, discuss, and ponder all sorts of Southern culture topics. But now it is time to gather to have an experience together. So pack your bag, jump on a plane, a bus, or just in your own car to come experience Tennessee with us. Welcome to the Steel Magnolias Podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South. The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair. Welcome back to the table. I'm Laura Beth.
And I'm Lainey.
And we have news. I've been teasing this on social media starting over the weekend, just because I was too excited to not start talking about it. I might have even started texting a few listeners that we have interacted with the most over social accounts in the years. So
everybody's going to find out now.
You're going to find out now. And again, encouragement to follow us on social media if you're not already, and subscribe to our email list, because information that we're going to talk about went out today as well. So we started season six a few months ago with, not a few months ago, like 6 weeks ago, with just that nudge we were feeling that this year we probably should plan some space or give space to gather.
Yes.
And that just felt right. It felt like we've been in this 6 years. We have listeners that we feel like we're friends with, even though we've never met some of y'all.
I know.
Most of y'all we've never met. But
we've only met a time or two, but we know we're kindred.
Yeah. Yeah. We hear messages like, this sister relationship we share here reminds you of your friendship.
A friendship with someone.
Thank you, yes. Sister. Finish the sentence. Y'all know what I mean. Our sisterhood reminds you of your sisterhood. There.
Whether that's with blood or not.
That's it. Yes. So it just felt right. You know, we started this episode, we started this show to talk about life in the South, educate those that were new to this region.
We got educated, as we've been getting educated every week, too.
Now we have, yeah. I mean, we learned so much.
We just get so much knowledge.
Right. We could not, because there is so much to learn out there. But yeah, when you're passionate about an area or a topic, you want to learn more. And that's exactly what's happened to us in this vein or in this area. And so, yeah, it just felt like we ebbed and flowed from educating to entertaining to now it just feels right to
face to face.
Be together.
We want to be together.
Yeah. And so we would like to just formally invite you. We wanted you to hear it from our lips to what we are calling a field trip.
An adult field trip.
I mean, who doesn't like field trips? You remember
field trips? Get your lunchbox ready.
Actually, I just said that. Who doesn't like field trips? But some of y'all chaperoned a field trip recently, and you're like, no,
I don't like
field trips. They're miserable, and we have to pull teeth to get volunteers. No. I just remember loving field trips. Like, when that form came home.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
For your mom or dad or guardian to sign to let you know that, hey, this is happening,
Like, I was so pumped. We're going
somewhere.
I mean, it
could be a play. It could be going to Andrew Jackson's house, the Hermitage, anything. Like, it didn't even matter what it was. You're like...
The pencil factory. Like, I think we went to a pencil
factory.
Oh,
I think we went to Purity Dairy when I was in elementary school, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, it could be really basic, but we're getting on a school bus.
It's going to be fun.
And we're leaving town, and I'm sure you are, like, so excited to see who you're going to sit with.
I'm so social. I'm like... Just, yeah, that was just more talk time. So I'm all about it.
It did. It felt like an all day recess, kind of like
absolutely.
You get to sit by people that you normally get to sit by, eat with people you don't normally get to eat with.
Yep.
Yeah, just a really fun experience. So we really want to make sure that in adulthood, we're lifelong learners and make it fun.
And still going on field trips.
That's right. So let's do that.
Let's do it.
So we have partnered with Experience Tennessee, and they are a group that manages the tourism of the South Central Tennessee area. And part of that area includes Lynchburg, Tennessee. And if you know anything about Lynchburg, Tennessee, then you just thought about the Jack Daniel's Distillery, which is headquartered there. All of their whiskey that they produce for Jack Daniel's is made right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
The whole process happens right there.
It's kind of crazy, actually. So if you haven't been, even more so, why you should be paying attention. So we are going to be hosting a Women in Whiskey Steel Magnolias special event. And we're going to be hosting that at the Jack Daniel's Distillery, where we are going to do a tour, a private tour of the
distillery. They do a great tour there, too.
Yeah.
I've done... A lot of different distilleries.
Yeah, and you have. Yeah.
Jack Daniel's does a great tour.
Yeah. Then we get to have a barbecue lunch on the hillside on the property where they call it Barbecue Hill. And it's going to overlook so much of the beauty of that Tennessee area and Lynchburg.
And barbecue is such a huge part of Southern culture that alone could preach all day long
and important to Lynchburg.
Yeah, they Jack Daniel's hosts a huge barbecue festival in October, and so
that's
they know barbecue
too.
As well.
So learn about the distilling process in one of the world's biggest brands. Private lunch there on the grounds, eating barbecue. And then we're going to have a panel discussion that Lainey and I are going to lead, talking to some of the just really important players that are female working in this industry, specifically in
at
and around
Jack Daniel's.
Jack Daniel's.
Right. Just integral team members that happen to be female.
Females. Yes. So we're going to be talking to them about their perspective as a woman in this industry. And this is not a new topic. I feel like this is almost a buzz sort of topic right now. Women in the world of spirits, but we just wanted to put our own spin on it, and they invited us to participate in this, and so we just felt like
this is
a really good place to gather. This is just hopefully one of other gatherings that we're going to plan in the coming months. Even this style is going to be what you would just experience if you were traveling, but we want to create relationships and have good talk time and conversation. So imagine this as you're traveling with a bunch of friends. So even if you come by yourself, or just if you bring one friend, or however you want to come, we want to invite it into a place where it feels like we're all there together. It's not like you
experiencing
you joining
it together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like you joining a group that's on tour together and you're on your own.
You're the one
left together.
Out. We're all doing this together.
Yes. And of course, we'll make it fun, and there'll be such fun things in swag bags. And we're even going to be able to offer a round trip shuttle transportation if you're in our area in Franklin, Tennessee.
That's an extra ticketed thing,
because
we don't own buses.
Yet.
Yet.
I'm not sure I want to own buses. I'm not sure why I said that. But yeah, we wanted to provide that as well, because there will be so many that are in the Franklin, Tennessee area.
Or Nashville don't want to drive all the way to Lynchburg, because it's, 50 miles?
I think so.
Ish? Yeah, I don't know where I just pulled that number.
I think it's between an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
So And we're doing it Thursday, May 30th. That's our date. So just a couple of months to plan to get your ticket. Tickets are available now, and we do have a limited amount. So as soon as you know you're coming, we want you to jump on the website, and we'll have all the links to all this information in our show notes today.
Now, that happens to be the Thursday after Memorial Day. So if you've been thinking, I want to see Franklin or I want to see Nashville.
Hello.
Perfect time. Come for Memorial Day.
Yes.
And then stay till Thursday or Friday.
This could be like the tail end of your trip if you come the weekend before Memorial Day weekend, or it could be the beginning if you're going to, you know.
If you work on the weekend, then you get Memorial Day Monday off, fly out that day. And I'm saying fly out because fly if you need to.
Yeah.
If you need to.
We got an incredibly large airport now that's really intimidating to me, but maybe if you come from a big city, you're used to it.
We're still not used to it.
I know. I feel
like I lived in Atlanta, and when I got to Atlanta, I knew it was the busiest airport in the world. But now,
is it really?
Or that's what they say.
Yeah. Well, I feel like as a Nashvillian, and I needed to tell you this anyway, so I'll just tell it to you on air. Don't think of anything you've ever known about the Nashville airport as you go out there going forward. If you used to exit to go this way, don't think about that. Like, you have to follow the signs because it is all so different.
And it's all changing still.
Still, yes.
They did that huge renovation and it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So they're still at it.
I was like exiting and I was like, I really thought arrivals was that exit. It used to be, but they're saying this way, so I'm trusting. So you have to like go into it like that. Like, this doesn't look right, but I guess it is. So all that to say, we have a huge airport that can accommodate, of course, so many different cities. And we hope that you will fly in, drive in, bus in. If you're local, definitely no excuses to not join us. And we thought that Jack Daniel's is a legitimate brand.
So yes.
I would say even if you're not one that likes to drink whiskey or drink anything alcoholic, if you enjoy
history,
business, branding, like those sorts of things,
fascinating.
You can glean a lot out of this tour. There is so much excellence that they have brought to a brand and to a business that we're going to learn about. So like, even the product aside, you don't really want to separate that. But if that's not really something that you're like, I don't even drink, would I have fun? Yeah, we think you still would have
fun. We think you will.
So putting that out there just for those of you that were like, I don't know. Mocktails. We'll hook you up with some mocktails. And we will have cocktails. Like, we'll have, during our panel discussion, we'll get to have a beverage. And that'll be, I just praying good weather. And
yes.
I just think it's going to be a fun
day.
Yeah. So you mentioned barbecue. We'll probably talk a little bit about that. We have done episodes on barbecue sauces, on whiskey. We've covered a lot of this.
We have.
But we just really wanted you to hear this invitation from us. So, Lainey, what else would you say is like something that you feel like is good for people to think about? Because I know one of the things that you have mentioned before is you have such a love of travel, but sometimes it's like, who am I going to do this with?
Or, well, that's true.
What am I going to, like, I have the time, I have the money, I have the resources,
but I don't have a buddy to go with me. Well, I think that's the beauty of these kinds of things.
Yes.
Is you're making friends, or you know you already have a little in common because you enjoy Southern culture or history and learning more. And so it's fun to jump in or just grab one person you know that can take that same amount of time and go learn something together. And just make new memories. And
we wanted this to be set up so that really all you have to do is show up and then have fun.
That's right.
Show
That's
up right. ready to have fun. And we think that you
will. Well, speaking of travel, I think this is funny too. You and I have both had the opportunity to do a little bit of international travel.
Yeah.
What do you have people say when they say, now, where are you from? And let's say you're in Europe somewhere.
Well, I studied abroad in Spain, so this came up a lot.
Okay.
So I would say the United States, and they'd say New York. And I'm like, no. LA, no. That's like the two cities a lot of people know. I'm like,
no,
absolutely
and no.
Not. I'd say Tennessee, and I mean, 9 times out of 10. Oh, whiskey.
Jack Daniels.
Whiskey. Jack Daniels. I mean, more than Elvis.
Yeah,
Elvis,
sometimes you get Elvis second. Or, yeah.
But yeah, more than Elvis. Isn't that they funny? Knew Jack Daniels whiskey is what it was
well,
called.
Well, and that's yeah. because on the Jack Daniels bottle, it actually says on the front, it says Tennessee whiskey.
Tennessee whiskey, yeah.
So they've seen Tennessee.
Yeah. And yeah, that was like 20 years ago. So there's even more whiskey brands today. You know, choices were more limited then. But yeah, it's a worldwide brand. So that is funny that you mentioned that because you've heard that too, right?
For sure. And then it's also wild when you go in a store in Europe and then you see like a Jack Daniels shirt and you're like, this is so weird. That's
so
like
weird.
From my state.
Yeah.
And I'm in France or whatever.
And again, back to what I was talking about, like branding, like their brand.
Yeah.
Like who knew when they sat down to make some of these marks and these designs that it would be printed in over in Switzerland? Like,
right.
Whoa.
I know.
We've got probably some things that we can learn from them beyond just the distilling process. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really good time. I think it's important for us to gather. We know timing will be different for everybody, but we do hope that many of you have finished enough of a school year that this is a good break for you. We know not everyone is out by then, but we did hope to put it late enough that we've, you know, maybe
got
some
of the teachers out of school. Yeah. They're probably ready for a fun field trip of their own.
Heck yes. They deserve
come on,
a good,
teachers.
Yeah. Calling all teachers. Come get you a good field trip that you signed up for. That
and you just get to ride the bus. You don't have to watch over anybody.
You're not in charge of young children or grumpy children. Yeah. So we really hoped that timing-wise, this would work out for everyone. But we know that that's never going to be the case, but we do hope the majority of you think May 30th is a good date. And I think that we just, you know, would love to hear from you on maybe some things that you would like to gather around. We're open to suggestions. We're coming at the invitation of Jack Daniels and the tourism groups that are down there, but hey, what do y'all got? Do you want to do a retreat? Do we want to do a garden party? Do we want to
do... both sound fun to me.
You know, what do we want to do? So let's...
Yeah, let us hear from you.
Let's get some ideas going. And
I'll tell you what I won't be doing that I thought I was going to be doing is going to the Texas Hill Country, because we booked our trip not knowing it would be in the middle of this eclipse situation. And we can't find a rental car. I mean, it's just been a nightmare. Everything's
so
booked
sorry.
Up. So, Texas, you're on pause for the Hill Country. I'll come see you in the fall or something next spring.
I was like, I wonder if she's going to mention that, because I remembered you said a couple of episodes ago,
Texas, I'm coming for you. Yeah. Well, I will be in Dallas this summer, but the Hill Country's got to wait.
Yeah. It's crazy how many people want to be in the area of Austin and where else?
Fredericksburg. Well, now the path also goes up into other states.
Sure.
But apparently that's one of the hottest spots.
And so people are coming in, and I just don't know enough about the science behind this. But, I mean, this is going to be a very short-lived experience.
It's a 4-minute. If you get totality, you get 4 minutes. So any excuse to have a music science festival, there's several that are music and science together. I'm like, I just want to see who comes to this.
Yeah.
Are we going to have like hippies and nerds collide? I love it if that happens.
Yeah.
Because there's a part of me that's both.
Yeah.
So
they're doing their own field trip. It sounds like somebody else is ahead of us. Yeah. That's 4 minutes. That's a lot for me to stomach planning a trip around.
Yeah. So
short. And like you just said, that's if you see it in totality.
Right. There's some places that only get like a couple of minutes. But anyhow,
yeah.
I didn't mean to get into that.
Yeah.
But
no, it's
Hill Country. I'll see you at some point. But now it's going to be Baton Rouge. I'm going to go
Baton
to Baton Rouge.
Rouge. Are you looking for suggestions on things to do there, or do you already have an itinerary?
Well, kind of both. Okay. I am open to suggestions for sure, but I got some from a family member I'll have to tell you about later.
Woo-hoo!
That gave me a good long list.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, good. I'm pumped. Well, like we said, for our Women in Whiskey event, tickets are on sale now. We're going to put the link in our show notes. If you would like to come to that experience, it's all day on May 30th.
If you want to just drive to the distillery with your little group or your one friend, feel free.
Absolutely.
But if you're, you know, wanting to a little elongate your field trip, or you don't want to drive from Franklin, we'll take you from Franklin.
Yeah. They're even going to give a welcome kit, and they're going to at the Tennessee Whiskey Trailhead. Because in the fall of last year, there was sort of more formalized a trail of right. these whiskey distilleries that are across Tennessee and sort of linked them together, like the Bourbon Trail up in Kentucky. And so there's a passport that you can get. So you're going to get a passport to visit other distilleries where you get like these poker chips that are like, you know, have stamps of different distilleries. And you're going to get a commemorative Jack Daniel's poker chip and one from Steel Magnolias.
Yay, we have our own poker chip.
And they're even going to give you money to spend in the Trailhead gift shop.
Oh, fun.
So it's, y'all, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be so fun. And like we said, there's gonna be more information that we will put up on the event website if you do want to make it more of a trip, like come early or stay a few days more into the weekend,
do more of the whiskey trail.
Yeah.
Now there's more to do than just what we're offering down in Lynchburg, down on that side of that part of Tennessee. There's other distilleries, George Dickel, Uncle Nearest. You could do more of that whiskey trail.
Yep.
I've had a wonderful brunch at Uncle Nearest on a Sunday with live music, and they have just a really cool setup for food there. Miss Mary Bobo's Boarding House
That's a restaurant, not a boarding house anymore.
Full-on family-style Southern restaurant is there in Lynchburg that would be a lot of fun to hit on your trip if you're staying in that area. So,
and the history behind that is that supposedly that is where Jack Daniels himself had meals often. Oftentimes had
That's
meals.
So fun.
So yeah, it's still an operating restaurant, formerly a boarding house.
Yeah, so
this whole area that we're talking about is Middle Tennessee, but it's south
of
Nashville and south of Franklin. So not quite to the Alabama state line, but south
on the way,
central Tennessee. So yeah, so we hope you can join us. We hope this is just the start of many experiences of life in the American South that we can share together.
Yes.
So go grab your tickets. Peace be with y'all. We'll see you right back here next week.
You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you and a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or a loved one to tell them about the podcast. Make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. And we invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, events, and even those gatherings. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.